And you're listening to WCRB in concert with Boston Baroque, performing Handel's Agrippina on stage at Jordan Hall. And when I say on stage, I really mean everyone is on stage at once. Singers, musicians, and conductor. And they all interact. Unlike most opera productions in which the orchestra is out of sight in the pit, Boston Baroque always places the orchestra in the midst of the action. Artistic director Martin Perlman says it allows the orchestra to contribute to the drama, visually as well as orally.
I've always wanted to focus a little more on the music and finding a way not to hide the orchestra down in a pit, but when I put them in the middle of the stage and acting all around them, sometimes behind as well as on the sides and in front, then the orchestra becomes, in a sense, players in the drama. You see all the activity of the violins furiously bowing in excited moments, and that becomes part of the action.
Act 2 sees the working out of Agrippina's plot to discredit Ottone, the great general. He has been told he'll be the successor to the Emperor Claudius, but when he greets the Emperor, he doesn't get the response he's been expecting.
Claudius, whose mind on this subject has been poisoned by Agrippina, denounces him as a traitor and says, no, I'm not going to do this. And so that's a shock. And then everybody gradually rejects Ottone, and he's left alone. And Poppaea, who really does love him, kind of doubts all of this. So they begin to come back from this.
Ottone manages to convince Poppaea that he is innocent, but Agrippina is still determined to put Nero on the throne. She tells Claudius that Ottone is hatching a plot, and Claudius agrees to appoint Nero as his successor. Let's hear Act 2 of Handel's Agrippina with Martin Perlman, conducting the singers and period instrument orchestra of Boston Baroque on WCRB in concert.
Thank you. sorte t'abbraccia e tua la mante.
Gradisco e vuol dir,
sai che darò.
Della mia fede vola, fruto e voti.
Figlio, sei certo del mio amor.
O sei curioso, tenderò le tue glorie.
E le tue glorie, spade fami mortal, per tutto il suono. Di narciso e palante, gli affettuosi pensieri, non ti vi sono.
Amico, ma
tuo stenni al scontar un traditore.
Thank you.
reverti a te m'infino, per le tue stanze solo favelanti desio.
Sì, venga pure.
Ad ame cario mondo, muova così gratis al mio signore.
Thank you.
Oh,
Emperor Claudius gives in to Agrippina, if only to get rid of her. He's determined to meet up with the beautiful Poppaea, so he distractedly agrees that Nero can succeed him as emperor. We've just heard Act 2 of Handel's Agrippina, a serious opera with some pretty crazy plot lines. Soprano Susanna Phillips is Agrippina in this Boston Baroque production, with countertenor David Hansen as Nero, soprano Amanda Forsyth as Poppaea, bass baritone Kevin Days as Claudius, and mezzo-soprano Marie Lenormand as Ottone. Martin Perlman conducted Boston Baroque's Period Instrument Orchestra at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. I'm Chris Voss. We'll be back in a moment with Act 3 on WCRB In Concert.